questions are, and if you have any ideas at this point.
Just for the record, this is Tiara.
Oh, okay.
I was a bit late.
Ben,
sorry.
Thank you.
Do you need the last name as well, or is it just the first name?
No, you're really only Tiara.
Right. I think a lot of the things we got from London was like more like ancient Greeks and like ancient Romans, like statue type of stuff.
Oh, you did. We went to some contemporary places as well, Tiara. You've just focused on, for some reason, like, classical and tradition.
I kind of like all like religion.
Yeah.
Catholicism mostly. I think it reminded me of like this stuff like, in Europe, because in Madeira we have a lot of that.
What I was going to ask you. I was like, what, again, because obviously this is what, like, where does that interest come from? Is it from like at home there's a lot of traditional, like, I mean,
in Madeira in general, it's like very like,
religious.
Yeah. There's like a lot of like weird superstitions. This one is like, if you walk backwards, then you'll like trip into hell.
I love superstitions
as well.
Stuff like that, and like even like, the churches are very like important. They're very grand.
And does that appeal to you? Is that fed into you? And do you like a church? And a...
I'm not like overly religious.
Not religious,
kind of,
but I mean, even
but
just
like
the building
aesthetics?
And
yeah, like they have a lot of designs and stuff that's gone into it that I've kind of liked and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and a lot of like imagery and stuff that I just kind of like have always stuck with me.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, we've got your sensibilities. So how has Tiara kind of converted this or this visual into what she wants to do?
Well, I was kind of looking at that and I made it more, well, not like darker, but I was looking more of like horror-y type of,
yeah,
like,
that's
skeleton.
Okay.
And I was like looking at like broken arms, I just kind of like fallen, and then I was thinking about tying that with religion. So that's why I kind of have like the snake I've like kind of gone, because I was looking at like even the apple, which has the snake on it.
Massive metaphor, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
so that's why I've kind of like given the snake into that and all of that, kind of like joining that all together. So
what do you want? So what is your theme?
So I want to do like kind of religion, horror type of stuff. But then when I was looking at the Greek statues as well, it reminded me of like poetry, like olden poetry. So I looked at like Sappho and stuff, because they always talk about like mythologies and stuff in their poetry. So I think
it's quite romantic, isn't
it? Yeah, so I wanted to have like kind of like the horror-y, but like, I want to kind of have that romanticism like linked into it in a way.
So sort of like death and romance, sort of almost.
So
the tragedy of Romeo and Juliet, it's like they find each other but they die, and they die because they think each other's dead, Tiara, I think it's an absolute classic combination. I think, you know, don't feel nervous about like, I think I want to mix sort of like death and grotesque with kind of love and romance. I think that's a very natural connection, like they're cousins. So is that the theme, sort of like death and romance almost? Because it's like you could go down the line of, because I look at this and it could be about the fragility of life, you know, like showing us, you know, like with the Day of the Dead, you know, like different cultures really show you that we're dying soon, we're only here for a bit, enjoy it while you're alive.
Celebrate,
you know, so they show you sort of the transience and the fragility. You know, I think, you know, that we are just these flesh prisons that, you know, just are here for a moment of time, you know, consuming. And then we go. And then it's almost then it's about what we do in between that time, between life and death, isn't it? And it's finding that passion, isn't it? So are you doing illustration?
Yes, mostly. I was thinking if I might have extra time, I might have a bit of like sculpture, because a lot of it is sculpture, so I might have like a bit of that if there's time for that.
Well, how about you create sculpture that you illustrate on top of the sculpture, like you're illustrating onto 3D rather than 2D. You know, why don't you have a play around with creating sculptural forms that you then illustrate?
Okay, I was thinking, I'm very interested in like the chicken wire and the mache.
Yeah.
Because in the paper it's very fragile, but then the chicken wire is it's sharp and it cuts.
Yes.
I was thinking of like those two combinations.
Absolutely.
Like.
And then, you know, like maybe just infusing this human sort of coming to life with romance.
Yeah.
Like with, you know, like again, you know, you could really look into symbolism of death and glory or death and romance, right. And you know, dying, you know, like the rose, the symbol of the rose, you know, the poisoned rose. It's
so I was kind of looking at like mythology and stuff, like Icarus.
Icarus flew too like close to the sun, and he got cocky.
So I was kind of looking at mythology and combining that with the kind of
I think the story of Icarus is more of a warning of, like, be aware of your ambitions than romance or death. You know, Icarus basically was a bit cocky and thought that he could fly higher and higher and higher with his wings.
Yeah.
But the wings melted in the sun and then he fell to the earth. So his lesson was, like, the lesson there is, you know, be aware of your capabilities, really. So, you know, it's be careful with these different metaphors, you know, make that they fit.
Yeah.
You know, like, are we looking for a thread of love in this? Or a thread of...
Well, kind of a bit romance-y. Kind of like a more of a bittersweet type of romance.
Yeah, so that's what I mean, so bittersweet.
Yeah.
Well, the bittersweet's perfect. Okay. Yeah, like I would be definitely, you know, well, again, for me, look, it's not my project. You need to sort of, you've got poetry, you've got written words. So how about, you know, you think about making lots of illustrations, lots of writing, poetry, things like that. And you experiment with paper mashing then.
Yeah.
So that you just see these bits of lyrics and these bits of words and, you know, maybe you think of sort of symbolism of that bittersweet, like a burning heart. You know, have you seen the Flaming Hearts?
Yes.
Motif. Maybe look at the idea of that, my burning heart, my desire. You know, it's you know, an unrequited love. Look at loves that are bittersweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tragedy is like Shakespeare. Tragedy, yeah. Yes. So do a board on love tragedy.
Yeah.
You know, what? Who else can we think of love tragedies? Bonnie and Clyde. Romeo and Juliet. You know, who whatever, there's a famous French couple that were like the French equivalent of Romeo and Juliet as well. I've been to see their grave.
What about those Gustave paintings?
Yeah, like The Kiss and like the Klimt. Look at some Klimt, because there's sort of, they're quite dark, but there's romance there, yeah, isn't there? Look at Egon Schiele as well. Definitely Egon Schiele. For some ideas, but what I would do as a first step, Tiara, is definitely do a board of tragic, bittersweet love. You know, like, I'm sure there's imagery of people that just didn't make it and died on the spot, you know, and
all those what is it, like the Pompeii stuff, they have a lot of Pompeii. Like the remains of like the skeletons where they're like kind of embraced.
Yes, there's that embraced. There's a famous one at the moment where they're embraced and it's so stuff like that. Like you could look at Egyptians as well, you know, there's a lot of tragedy, like love, like, you know, pharaohs would be buried with their loved ones. Their loved ones would be buried with the dead because they were taking them to the afterlife with them. That's really bittersweet, isn't it? You know, and then I think what we need to do. So am I thinking that you're thinking of figurative stuff?
Yeah.
So how about we start then? If you do some investigations there, we get some different papers, maybe some old books, and we paper mache with like old literature.
Yes.
And create. Yeah. And maybe we start just creating little figurative forms.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just to get you into that sort of 3D building, getting compositions and that. And then as you make smaller ones, we start getting bigger.
Yeah.
To start off with. And then we assess that.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
Yeah, it's
perfect. Well, let's do that. And then maybe we'll illustrate afterwards or illustrate them or put illustrations on them. Mm-hmm. Lots of different directions. And look at that. Perfect. Well, that's great. And you know what, darling? I've got to say, I'm really impressed how much you communicate now.
Yeah.
And just this now.
Yeah.
You know, you so impressed.
Yeah.
You know, like when Tiara first started here, you couldn't even get a word out of her. Like in a meeting, you know? She'd hide, she'd be like that for her.
Oh, Aww.
And you'd be like, tiara, tiara, and, you know, so well done, darling. You know, it's really been lovely to see.
Yeah, I think last year was just a tough time.
I know, but you, of course, but you've gone through it. You've navigated whatever it is. You're coming, look at you. You're coming out like this. You know, you just look so well. So I'm just really, really impressed. All right?
Thank you.
So keep up.